WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In the day one, day two, and day three severe weather outlooks, the Storm Prediction Center, or SPC, uses three risk categories to describe the coverage and intensity of the expected severe weather threat. These are slight, moderate, and high, and we've seen all of them over the last couple of weeks. A slight risk implies well-organized severe thunderstorms are expected, but in smaller numbers and or lower coverage. Depending on the size of the area, approximately 5 to 25 reports of 3/4 inch or larger hail and or 5 to 25 wind events and or 1 to 5 tornadoes would be possible. A moderate risk indicates a potential for a greater concentration of severe thunderstorms than the slight risk, and in most situations, a greater magnitude of the severe weather. A high-risk area suggests a major severe weather outbreak is expected, with a high concentration of severe weather reports and an enhanced likelihood of extreme severe conditions, that is, violent tornadoes or very damaging convective wind events occurring across a large area. In a high risk, the potential exists for 20 or more tornadoes, some possibly EF2 or stronger, or an extreme derecho potentially causing widespread wind damage and higher end wind gusts, that is 80 plus miles per hour, that may result in structural damage. A C text label will be used for areas where 5% probability of severe weather is forecast, but the coverage or intensity is not expected to be sufficient for a slight risk. These outlook categories are issued when organized convection with tornadoes and or large hail and or damaging winds are expected. Examples of organized convection include supercells, squall lines, and multi-cell thunderstorm complexes. Pulse-type thunderstorms, consisting primarily of solitary, brief, severe updrafts, often found in weakly sheared environments, are not considered organized. Isolated severe storms with marginal intensities and or short durations of severe will likely not be included in a risk area. On WeatherBrains, we're almost always in the high-risk area for something extreme. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.